we love to glorify the police. The police is going to be there to solve your problems. You know, you get a person of color on the street that gets stopped for a ticket. We don't know. The police is usually very trigger happy with a particular group of folk. They are always trigger happy. You don't have a gun in the car, you run the risk of losing your life for talking a bit too harshly to a police officer. You change lanes too fast. They look into the mirror. They see what you look like. You're stopped. Your life is at risk. But you know, these brave souls that are always ready to pop a cap in some of us seem to not be all that, right? Seem to not be all that when it really, really counts. So you wonder often, why is it that what the NRA talks about all the time isn't being realized? Because we have to ask ourselves a very, very basic question, people. Isn't the only thing to stop a bad guy with a gun a good guy with a gun? But then, if you have 10 or more good guys with guns, one would think that bad guy with a gun wouldn't stand a chance. I want you to see this.
They failed to act, period. If you remember initially, Jose, at the beginning of this, we were told there was no shields. But clearly there were shields within a matter of minutes. We saw them go in with body armor. And I can't excuse this away. I can't make this not what it clearly appears to all of us on this video. And I just feel for those families who now look at their local law enforcement, those that were on that scene who represented a number of different agencies, how painful it is for those families. But here again, what's very important to me is for the public to understand that this training still goes on. And there are 1,000 men and women in your respective communities who will respond and will take whatever action they have to take under these type of circumstances. And I don't want this in any kind of way to shadow or paint a reflection of all law enforcement, because that is not the case.
Well, I must say, the reality for many, with many in law enforcement, actually makes this no surprise. Again, the unarmed, certain people, they have never a time that they fear shooting them 90 times with 60 shots, with 60 bullets that hit, was that kid who got killed recently. This is one guy with an AR-15. You know, I wrote on my Twitter today, and I'll post it here with this video. I actually did it with this video. I said, NRA said it takes a good guy with a gun to take out the bad guy with a gun. Tens of police, the good guys with the guns presumably, ran from one bad guy with an AR-15. Perfect reason to ban the AR-15 and assault guns, but I want to take it further. It's a perfect reason to take the mystique off of law enforcement as if they can do no wrong. There are good police officers, and there's a lot of bad police officers, and there are a lot of supposedly good police officers watching the bad police officers operate. They are just as bad. Look, folks, we need a revamp of our entire police system, our entire law enforcement system, so that it's equitable, so that it's performative, so that what we saw in Uvalde, what we saw when they shoot 90 times at one suspect who committed a traffic crime, we need some changes. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.